Financial journalist Louis Rukeyser died yesterday of multiple myeloma at the age of 73. As the host of the popular public television series Wall Street Week from 1970 to 2002, Rukeyser became known for making financial talk interesting, accessible, and funny. In The New Yorker, John Brooks wrote that he had a knack for providing entertainment unrivaled by any other television commentator on economic matters, past or present. People magazine called Rukeyser the dismal science's only sex symbol. I spoke with Rukeyser in 1984. He said he realized most people don't consider business and economics the most scintillating thing to talk about on TV.
You say economics to the average person, and it's perfectly true that the chin will hit the chest and the eyelids will grow a little heavy. But you say money, and wow, you get a reaction. The eyelids pop open and the nostrils flare, and you have that person's full attention. I think money is one of the two principal preoccupations of the average American, and the only one of the two that you can discuss during the family hour on television.
When you started doing television, hosting your own show on a regular basis, you had to have given some thought to what kind of image was most appropriate for the host of a Wall Street-oriented program. What kind of consideration did you give that, and how did you come up with what you did?
Well, I have never been preoccupied with image because I've always tried to be my own person. And indeed, long before Wall Street Week, the time in which I started to have real success in television is when I recognize something that we all should recognize, but it seems we have to learn it one by one, which is that in my case, I wasn't going to be the second Walter Cronkite, and I wasn't going to be the second David Brinkley, but I could be the first Louis Rukeyser. And besides, I was stuck with it. That's who I was. People, even now, are confused by a career like mine because it's taken a number of different twists and turns, and I do a number of different things now, and they'll say to me, "What are you really?" Americans want to pigeonhole people. And I've always said, well, I'm an authentic Louis Rukeyser.
In your book, What's Ahead for the Economy, you say that too many academic economists are Marxists and that you think the students graduating from programs like that leave with a really undeveloped view of economic reality. What's your criticism?
Well, I make two points there, that there are two growing schools on America's campuses. That's one of them. The Marxist school is apparently growing. But the other, more hopefully, is the pro-free enterprise group, much more significant than it was 15 years ago, when a lot of crackpots on the campuses were acting as if business was the enemy, as if you could have a wonderful economy and still be anti-business. Well, let me tell you a little secret. Business is the economy. When you say, how's business, that's how the economy is. And therefore, we had a mini generation of people who were anti-business, anti-profit, and are now discovering one by one that we did a pretty good job of being anti-profit and anti-business. We wrecked the profitability of a large portion of American industry. We did a pretty good job of discouraging savings and investment in this country. We did a pretty good job of discouraging employment growth in this country. We did a pretty good job of wrecking the financial markets in the 1970s, made the stock and bond markets sick jokes. But we didn't help the poor. We didn't eliminate poverty in this country. We didn't eliminate unemployment. I think the biggest myth in America today is the myth that the economy is a constant class war with winners and losers, and that therefore the government, the politician of all people, ought to be brought in to hand out the arms more fairly. In fact, as we've seen throughout history, when we attack one element of society, we all suffer. And on the other hand, the years when the poorest Americans really did best, the years when we really took people in substantial numbers off the poverty rolls, off the welfare rolls, and put them to work permanently in the private economy, the years in which the middle class of America really did better, really saw its family standard of living improving every year and could count on that, were the years of booming business profits, were the years of a soaring stock market. So instead of this class war idea, I hope that in the next few years we're going to get back to the idea that we are one nation and that we're all going to work together a little more. And one of the things we're going to work together on is keeping the politicians from lousing it up after we've built it up.
Louis Rukeyser recorded in 1984. He died yesterday at the age of 73.